So I'll be giving the last talk of the day. Hooray, we can all leave after this. It's entitled Humanist Giving and Philanthropy. So, atheists aren't the most popular people around. A couple of charts here. There was a survey asking people, think about different religions in the world. How threatening or how enriching would you say the following religions are? And this is comparing Christianity and atheism. Atheism is apparently very threatening. We are also extremely distrusted. We are less trusted than gays, which is really, really distrusted. More than 50% of the USA, I missed a word there, believes that we can't be good without God. So this is the answer, whether you agree or disagree to the question, it is necessary to believe in God in order to be moral and have good values. They broke it down onto a whole bunch of different categories. Basically, if you are educated and liberal and rich and white, you agree with this less. But overall, more than 50% of the US population agrees, no God, you can't be good. They also agree that atheists are the group that are changing things for the worst. So atheists followed by non-religious people who are liked slightly more than atheists, followed by Muslims, the Tea Party, gays and lesbians, immigrants, Hispanics, Asians, and young people. So atheists are changing things for the worst more than all of these other groups. Atheist stereotypes, all kinds of atheist stereotypes. Can you name any of them?
Angry.
Militant atheists.
Trauma,
yeah.
Nihilistic.
Sorry?
Nihilistic.
God haters. Brainwashed.
Immoral.
And
selfish.
Preachy. All right. Here are some of my favorites and some of the more relevant ones. Selfish, arrogant, immoral, cynical, lonely, and evil. But non-believers are actually pretty cool people. Here are a bunch of the free thought bloggers having fun at Skepticon, which you should totally go to. It's awesome. And non-believers do pretty cool things. For example, this woman here is Sarah Blaine. She's currently living without shelter in Phoenix, Arizona. She is doing this until she raises $2 for every person that experienced homelessness in Arizona last year. She's currently about halfway to her goal, and she's already experienced things living without shelter that she says, you know what, there's no wonder that people living without shelter can't get a job, they don't have any interview skills, because you can't think after spending all of your time and energy trying to find food and water and stay out of the sun and drink enough water. The atheists and non-believer group on Kiva, which is a micro-loan site, is currently the number one group on the entire site. It outstrips the second largest group, which is the Christian group, by like 2-1 or something. Ridiculous. It's a really cool site. You can give very small amounts of money to really cool causes. They have an incredible rate of repayment. So once you get your money back from these small loans that you've given out, you can loan it again and do a lot of interesting things. The picture on the bottom here is a humanist primary school that was built in Uganda. They raised funds from all across the world, from different humanist groups, to build this school and send it supplies and teachers. And in Uganda, atheists, humanists, non-believers make up less than 1% of the population, but they're still able to make a difference and have this place that people can be raised without this overarching fear of religion. Reddit, generally known as a hive of scum and villainy. The atheists of Reddit had a challenge with another group and managed to raise $200,000 for Doctors Without Borders, which is pretty cool, even if you're generally a bunch of jerks. We do cool stuff right here. This is a group of the Winnipeg Skeptics during our Habitat for Humanity build this year. We found this sign saying we were building on faith, and we decided to take our group picture there. No reason. I am currently the newest intern at the Foundation Beyond Belief. We are an organization with 100% throughput of the funds that are given to us. What we want to do is make humanist giving a habit. We want to put in place a system where, like many religious groups have weekly tithing, or you pass around the collection basket, and you get into the habit of giving money to something that is doing good. And churches do a lot of good with some of the money that they're given. The idea behind Foundation Beyond Belief is to make it possible for humanists and atheists and non-believers to do the same thing. So every quarter, we choose and vet 5 charities. These are our current beneficiaries, if you're interested. So we have 5 different categories. We have health, the natural world, education, human rights, and Challenge the Gap. Except for Challenge the Gap, we ensure that every one of these charities that we support is 100% secular. They do not proselytize, and none of their money goes to any sort of religion or religious training, and they're not interested in converting people. Challenge the Gap is a bit of a different issue. It is reserved for a charity that is religious in nature, but which doesn't proselytize. So it could be a religious group that does work with the homeless, or a religious group that does work making sure that kids can go to school that otherwise wouldn't be able to. But it is imperative that they do not discriminate based on religion or creed or anything like that, and that they don't try and convert the people that they're helping.
What is the reason for having that last one? Is that like to build bridges, stuff like that?
Exactly.
The gap between secular and non-secular? Okay.
So there are a lot of religious organizations. For example, there was a soup kitchen recently who found out that there was a big atheist and free-thinking group that wanted to come and volunteer. And they had already applied to volunteer, and they had everything figured out. The organization realized that it was an atheist group and was just like, no, we're not interested in having you come help out. And they were like, well, what if we don't wear our organization's t-shirts? And I mean, we won't say anything about the fact that we're atheists. We just want to come help out. And they were like, no, we don't want your help. So we're trying to show that we are different than that, that we're interested in working with people of faith. We're just not interested in having them use money from atheists to proselytize. There are a whole bunch of different really cool things that the foundation is doing as well. One of them is called the Pathfinders Project. We currently have 4 young people traveling across all kinds of different countries. They were just in Cambodia, and they're now in Uganda, doing all kinds of service projects. A couple of them are teachers, and some of them are doing things like building wells, making sure that people have clean water. So this is sort of a precursor to a humanist Peace Corps and Service Corps that we want to grow and make bigger and make it so that volunteers from all across the world can have this experience of going and helping and really making a difference. Another cool project that they're doing is called the Beyond Belief Network. So if you are an organization, you can sign up and sort of make a pledge. I believe it's you need to do 3 fundraising things a year, and they'll put you in touch with all the leaders across the world, and it's a really cool networking opportunity for organizations to get together and do things that you're just running, Hug an Atheist Week. So things that have been going on are drives where, you know, for Hug an Atheist for $1, and the $1 goes to the local homeless shelter. What I specifically have been doing is working with their crisis response team. So part of my internship is making memes to put on Facebook. I made this one. We're currently doing a crisis response for the refugees in Syria. That is the link if you'd like to help us out donate. The Syrian refugees are going to all kinds of other countries in the region. Turkey and Jordan have some very large camps, and humanitarian groups have gotten less than half of the funds that they need to give these people basic things like water and the school year should be starting right now. Most of the kids aren't going to be able to get any kind of education this year, and this is most of a generation of Syrian kids. So part of what I'm doing is helping out with this crisis response and trying to get the drive going. Surprise! I'm roping you into something. The Winnipeg Skeptics is about to become the newest Beyond Belief Network team member. I want to increase the amount of awesome stuff that we're doing. So we're going to join up and become the newest member of the network so that we can get access to all of these different resources that they provide and hopefully organize some more philanthropic things and do more awesome stuff together. Thank you. Any questions? So we most often pick new ones. We've just finished a quarter where we did I don't remember what they called it, but they picked ones that they had previously donated to in the very early years of the foundation. Well, the early years, early year, you know, like 2 years ago, and redonated to again. And we switch it up so that we can sort of make the most impact in as many different places as possible. Another thing that I didn't mention is one of the coolest things of the foundation. If you don't like one of the charities for whatever reason, you don't feel like giving anything to challenge the gap, or you think that one of the charities is doing something that isn't really that useful, every quarter you get to allocate your monthly donation however you feel like throughout the different categories. Any others? Any more from Eric?
Have you heard of GiveWell?
I have not.
Okay. Basically, what they do is they analyze impact charitable donations.
Okay. Yeah.
And recommend their, I think they do a top three most impactful charities where the money you donate will directly contribute to essentially saving.
Okay.
I was wondering what kind of analysis you guys do in determining which charities you choose.
A lot of it is kind of wishy-washy. Like, we try and pick things where we're going to have a bigger impact. For example, for our crisis response drives, we never pick the Red Cross because they have so much money and so many donations. We're going to pick a smaller organization. We're currently working with the International Rescue Committee. We also have occasional things that come up that we call our Big Bang category. So they're a very small organization that needs a couple of grand to do a really cool project, then we'll make sure that that can happen for them. One of our criteria for choosing a charity is that the budget has to be under $3 million, so that we know that the amount of money that we can raise will actually make a difference to this organization. And otherwise, I mean, we go through a vetting process of looking at Charity Navigator and whatever else information is on the site and trying to make a determination, like, will this charity actually make an impact like they say they're going to? Okay, if there are no other questions, I'd like to do a thank you to everybody who has helped make this conference awesome. Thank you to all the speakers. Thank you to Lisa, who has made this room happen. We didn't have a venue for the longest time. Thank you to Jem, who made all of the little bits happen that I just kind of ignored and hoped would go away. Thank you to Mark for running the table over here all day, that he just got roped into that when he arrived. Thank you to everybody who helped promote the event, who printed out posters and sent out press releases. Noel, thank you. Thank you to everyone who came. That's awesome. And yeah, hooray, everyone. And we're going to draw for the prize.